USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. The U.S. economy surged to a yearly rate of 4.1% last quarter. White House Economic Development Advisor Larry Kudlow says with this week's agreement with the European Union to avoid escalating their trade dispute, this is just the start.
In the next 6 to 12 months, I think you will see President's effort to form trade bear a lot of fruit.
Some private forecasters caution that GDP last quarter is not sustainable, saying temporary factors like consumers spending their tax cuts and exporters delivering products before retaliatory tariffs played a role. Is the U.S. preparing airstrikes on Iran's nuclear facilities? Speaking at the Pentagon, Secretary of Defense James Mattis says those reports out of Australia are fiction.
I have no idea where the Australian news people got that information.
Other sources indicate providing intelligence on targets is different from actually planning a mission. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Donald Trump issued a public thank you to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for returning the remains of missing American soldiers to the U.S.
I want to thank Chairman Kim in front of the media for fulfilling a promise that he made to me, and I'm sure that he will continue to fulfill that promise as they search and search and search.
The UN command says 55 cases of war remains retrieved from North Korea will be honored at a ceremony next Wednesday at a base in South Korea. Afterwards, the remains are expected to be moved to a base in Hawaii for testing. A deadly wildfire in Northern California called the Car Fire has claimed the life of a firefighter as well as the life of a man using a bulldozer to stop the fire from spreading. Others have been injured. Dozens of homes have been destroyed. Captain Robert Foxworthy of Cal Fire says the weekend forecast isn't favorable.
The fire burned incredibly fast, hot. We have some 110 degree temperatures.
Thousands have been evacuated from their homes. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Donald Trump, a guest on Sean Hannity's radio show, says he expects Republicans to do better than expected in midterm elections this November, thanks to the fastest pace of economic growth in nearly 4 years. He's also vowing to hit the campaign trail starting 60 days from the midterms, as much as 6 to 7 days a week.
I will be campaigning for all of these great people that do have a difficult race, and we think we're going to bring them over the line. So I really believe that because we're doing so well as a country and so well with the economy, I think we're going to be surprising a lot of people.
In a federal court in Los Angeles, a hearing on former Trump attorney and fixer Michael Cohen's request for a gag order against the lawyer for adult film star Stormy Daniels. Attorney Michael Avenatti says he's confident the judge will not rule against him.
If we made a list of every ethical violation that Michael Cohen has committed over the last 10 years, the list would constitute a book. I mean, this guy has no business having a law license.
Daniels is seeking a court ruling declaring invalid her agreement not to talk about an alleged sexual tryst with Trump before he became president. Trump denies the allegations. The National Football League says its meeting with the NFL Players Association was constructive regarding its policy of having players stand during the national anthem, but no word on what, if anything, was actually accomplished. Back in May, the NFL said players do not have to be on the field during the anthem, but if they are, they must stand. The union says it was not consulted. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.